Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Pamela.
Yeah,
welcome to Ask Your Angels. This is a new show, and this is Mary Lou Chapman. And my guest today is Pamela Renee. Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This is my first show. I'm very happy that this opportunity has come to me. I'm going to be on every other week from 2 to 3 on Tuesday. And this is my 20th year of doing readings. This is like I'm clairvoyant. I work with the angels. And many people, we had a show. We're out of Phoenix, Arizona, and we've had a show for about a year, over a year really, locally here in Phoenix. And we've just been encouraged to try something over the Internet, you know. And so finally, everyone said BBS is the best radio network, so that's mm-hmm. where we are. And I want to just give you our phone numbers here. Our phone number for toll-free is 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, you can call us here at 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line to BBS Radio Network is 530-876-3223. As being a light worker and working with angels, it's been an extreme pleasure to have done a lot of readings. Pamela, I want to introduce my guest today, which is Reverend Pamela Renee. She's a Reiki master teacher, and she's been practicing Reiki healing for over 12 years. She also performs energy work, she does spiritual counseling, and she does angel readings and other healing work. Her title of her company is All That Is Healing. So I'd like, it's my pleasure to introduce Pamela Renee. Are you there?
Yeah, hi everybody.
Yeah, hi Pamela. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I have been doing intuitive work for many years. I mean, with other people. Sorry, I got a reading going on. So I've been doing intuitive readings all my life. I've just grown to accept that this is the capability that I've always done. And I've been doing Reiki, like you said, Mary Lou, over 12 years. And it's wonderful to see the change in people's lives for the better. And the spiritual counseling is awesome when people realize that they can live a life that they've always desired to live and not just the life they think they have to work so hard at. But my right. website is allthatishealing.net, and that has my phone number on there and my email also.
Right now, this whole show kind of just has come about actually in the last couple of weeks or so, and I have, if you go to my show page, if you go that on Station 1, you'll see Ask Your Angels with Mary Lou, and if you click on that, you'll come to my show page, which is currently under construction. By this time, I will have everything up there. I want to give you a little idea. I've been teaching basic and advanced metaphysics. I've been working with people, with clients, doing intuitive readings and angel readings. And I also work with your energy, which is called psychometry. And I started in 1987 doing this work after taking a couple of classes, and it just seemed like this is where, just like you, Pamela, this is where I was supposed to be, and this is the work I was supposed to do. I got a Bachelor of Arts degree in sociology in California. Then I went on to get a teaching credential. And then 20 years ago, this is my anniversary this month, that's why I'm starting the show this month, I actually started working with clients using their energy. Pamela, I see we have a caller. So,
okay.
Caller, can you come in, please?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very nice to meet you, Mary Lou.
Yes, may I have your name, just your first name and where you're from, please?
My first name is Grace. I'm from Florida.
Grace. Okay, hold on, please. Here, where's my pencil? Okay, so when is your month and day of your birth?
My month is March.
March?
And the date is the 27th.
Okay. And you're from Florida. And what was your first name again, please?
Grace.
Grace. Oh, that's wonderful. I love that name. That's a fantastic name. That's one of my favorite names. Grace, now, would you like us to give you your messages today, or do you have a question for us?
Are the messages from my angels?
Pardon me?
Are the messages from the angels?
Yes.
I would love it, please. Thank you.
Okay. Pamela.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
You have any messages for Grace?
Let me pull some cards from the angels.
All right. Me too. And you said you're born in March, Grace?
Yes, March 27th.
That's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you are an Aries.
Grace, things I have are, it seems like you feel like you're afraid and that you need to know that the angels are always protecting you from all types of harm, okay? And you are safe to live in your power and be who you are. Okay? So anything that you want to, anything that you desire right now, you can visualize and it can come about. But you have to not be afraid to step in that, the person that you want to be.
Thank you.
Grace?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Grace. This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
And, first of all, you have to know that whatever messages we give come through us, not from us, and everything is for the highest good. So if we ever say something to you that you don't want to talk about at this time, just let us know and we'll go on to something else, okay?
Fine.
I want to just tell you that it's real important for you, who you are on this earth, to have magic in your life, to, you know, honor the child in you, to not, just like what Pamela says, don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid of change, because actually for you, change is almost like part of your life. I think you can get bored easily. And the one thing about you, Grace, is that it's really hard for you to be around people who lie and don't tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
So if you have are you there?
Yes, I am.
Does that make sense to you?
Definitely.
So
very
if you're
true.
Around people that will lie or not tell you the truth, it's real hard for you to be in their energy or around them, and you kind of like will pull away naturally. But if ever you're around people and you feel uncomfortable, there may be that element where they're not, you know, being honest with you. So I see some, what's your father? What is your relationship with your father?
I really never had a relationship with my real biological parents.
That's what I see here. Now, is your father still on earth?
No, he passed.
He passed, right. Well, he has a message for you today. And even though you did not have a relationship with him, that's what I see here. You still need to know that he loves you and cares about you, and that there was a darker side to his energy. It was not, he did not have the best life or the best situation. But now that he's passed and he's on the other side, he just wants you to know that he was never given the opportunity to love you the way he wanted to. And he's sorry about that. But there's still that energy there. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we hope we've helped you. Do you have any questions for us?
Do you have any questions, Grace?
Pardon me?
I was asking Grace if she had any more questions.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to know who my angel guides are.
Okay. So have you ever heard of ancestors working as spirit guides, Grace?
I would assume there would be a possibility to it, yes.
Right. So who is in your family, a woman that's very loving, that you were very close to, and that might have lived on or near water? Now, if the person did not live on near water, she was a water sign, which meant she was a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces.
I'm being told a Francis.
Mary Lou?
Yeah.
May I just put to confirm, sweetie, because it's a little confusing for me. I was I had biological parents, and I was also raised with foster parents.
Okay.
So I don't know which side of the family you're referring to. Would it be my biological or my foster parents?
I think this is someone that you grew up with.
I see.
This was someone that was around you, not a stranger.
Are they passed over?
Yes.
I see. Can you give me a little insight on who they might be?
Well, Pamela picks up an F. Do you pick up, do you have anyone with an F first or last name?
F. Not that I can know of.
So, one of your spirit guides. Go ahead, Pamela.
Yeah, I get a spirit guide from you as an older, older energy, and her name is Frances. And she's the one that steps up for you when you feel like you're, in fear, or you don't, you know, that's a part of you that wants to stand up for yourself. That's who comes and helps you do that. And
is this an angel or a relative?
I'm sorry?
Frances, is that a relative that I grew up with?
I don't get that kind of feeling that you grew up with this person. I get this person is protecting you.
Well, this may be a spirit guide. Do you feel
spirit
like guide. A spirit
that's
guide, Pamela?
Yeah, I get it from a spirit guide.
Oh, okay.
The person that's always assigned to you, has always been assigned with you.
So Frances is a spirit guide.
But I think it's a woman. Do you pick up
a
female energy?
It is a woman, yeah.
Yeah, because she said Frances, which could be a man or a woman.
Okay, it's a woman, female.
Yeah, we think it's a female energy, and maybe that's what it is, I think. But I think that this spirit guide's been with you...
forever.
Right. Like if you've been in a situation with whether it was your what we call biological family or foster family, she's been with you for the whole thing.
Right.
I see.
And you know, this woman loves you very much. This energy is very loving and nurturing for you.
Right, protective.
And would really want to protect. Now, do you ever live by water? You live in Florida, so do you live by water?
Yes, I do, not too far away.
Yeah, you really need to live, take trips, regular trips to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that message comes through to you. I don't know if you do it, though.
I always felt very connected to water. Even when I even take a shower, I feel very close to it.
Right. I think that's part of this. So do you have a fountain in your home?
A fountain?
Yeah, like maybe, you know, you can buy them fountains to put in your home so you can
Oh, yeah, like water. A water fountain with the lights and stuff.
Okay.
Grace, I think you need to take more time and in prayer and maybe begin to meditate a little more seriously. I know you've dabbled in the meditation thing while becoming quiet with yourself, but I think to find out who you want to become, you got to get quiet within yourself so you can listen to your spirit guides, so you can hear what they're telling you.
Okay.
Does this make sense to you? That you
Very much.
You're interested in it, but you don't take time to do it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I do believe in a higher power. I am very close with Jesus and you know God. I feel that they're my strength and my power within me. So
That's
I can't
great.
Really place anything else, you know, above that. But you know, I try to think about the my guides, and
yeah.
I do believe in the angels.
Yeah, you're
well, they're all around you.
Here.
We have angels.
Yeah, they're always with you. Yeah.
Right, they're always with you.
But you have to listen to them sometimes. You can't just. You need to. They're there to help you, so you need to listen to the spirit guides because they're helping to guide you, be the perfect spirit and soul that you are.
Right. I do understand, ladies, what you're talking about. Sincerely, I do.
All right, that's good, that's good.
I think we have another caller. You know, Grace, we want to send you God's love and light, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank
and
you,
we have a caller. It beeped a while ago.
Okay, thank you very
day,
much.
Grace.
Take care. Call us anytime, Grace.
Thank you, hon.
Take
God
care.
God bless you, too. Both
Bye.
Of you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, do we have another caller on the line? Hello? Well, it was beeping. Are you there, Pamela?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we had a beep a minute ago.
Oh, so maybe they fell off.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened with that. But we're still learning how to take the callers and... But we want to work with you. You know, you are very important to us. And there's the beep. Okay. May we have our next caller?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Fine, and you? Thank you.
May I have your first name, please?
Maria.
How do you spell it?
L-I?
M-A-R-I-A. M-I-R-R-A?
M-A.
Maria.
Maria.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hey, where are you from, Maria?
I live in New York now.
Okay. Month and day of your birth?
December 27th. Thank you.
Miss Baby.
Okay, let's see. Do you have questions for us, or would you just like your messages?
A message, if you can, please.
Sure.
Thank you. I know you're busy. I've been hearing you on the radio.
Well, thank you. This is our first show, and we're very excited. We had a show on in Phoenix for a year called The Message Connection, and we have been encouraged to start a show on the Internet, and so we're really excited about getting this going.
It's very
and,
nice.
We had their top, I think they had four top shows, and we were one of them. But we think that we were supposed to branch out, you know.
I hope
to
so.
To do more, you know, on the Internet.
Yes.
Okay, Pamela, do you have any messages for Maria?
So, the cards that I pulled are you need to honor and follow your own guidance of your heart, for prosperity is coming to you now.
The guidance of my heart?
Yeah, it says to honor and follow the guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming to you now.
Oh, good, good. It's been a long time.
It says new romance is intimate, either a newcomer or through the passion of your existing relationship. Be open to giving and receiving love.
An existing relationship?
It could be a new romance or intimate or a newcomer.
Ah, okay, thank you, because I have no one.
Yeah, and the other main thing I got was the angel Daniel, and it says that I'm an angel of marriage, and I'm assisting you right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, that, you know, it's so, I do need that spiritual help.
Oh, good, good.
Especially in, well, I was thinking of that today. I said, if anybody's going to do anything, it's got to be the angels and God and the guides, because alone I can't do anything.
So it says, honor your, you know, as you honor and follow the guidance of your heart. So, you know, you have to listen to your guidance. You know, don't write anybody off just because.
Yeah,
you know,
right. That's what I think,
else.
Too.
Oh, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I write them off.
Yeah, because you have a list that you're keeping. Oh, they
right.
don't have
that's
this,
what
they
I
don't
see.
Have that, they don't have this. And so you need to go with what your heart needs and what your heart wants, and your heart will guide you to the right person. For you.
Do you know why I do that, why I write them off?
Well, this is Mary Lou. I pick up that maybe it's your emotions, like maybe they'll say or do something that'll kind of like push a button from the past. So automatically you write them off. You say, okay, I don't want to deal with that. You know, that's just a sign to me that they might do this or they might do that. So you just... What do you think, Pamela? Do you think
I think it's from the past. I think she gets the same. Either they remind her of somebody, they say something like another man has said, or
right.
They've treated her. You know, she doesn't even give them 5 minutes. Is this right, Maria?
That what about 5 minutes?
I mean, you look at a man in 5 minutes, and you already decided if you want to spend time with him or not.
Yes. Yes.
You haven't even really got to know the person.
I just think nobody's good enough for me.
But see, that's not what your heart says. That's your mind and ego.
It is my mind. My heart is vulnerable, and it does want a relationship, but because of my past, like you said, I feel like I'm going
to
get hurt.
The past is a journey, and you've learned a lot of life lessons through that journey, but it can't hold you back from the journey that you want to live now.
Right.
You're holding yourself back.
I am.
Maria, you
I
are.
I am.
So step out of the ego, step out of the mind, and let your heart decide who's going to be right and who's not going to be right.
I only ask you this because I've tried it over and over, and I get hurt. Like, this is the last time I'm going to try love, and I get hurt. So I'm scared naturally.
So, Maria, what I want you to do is I want you to write that list. That, not the negative list. Oh, he's got to have money and he's got to do this. Write what your heart wants in a man. Start looking for that those qualities in the man that you meet. You know, is he genuine? Is he kind? Is he supportive? Is he loving in a human way? Not passion will come later. But so what I'm saying is write from your heart, not your brain. Don't have a list of. Is he wealthy? Is he going to be able to take care of me? Is he going to, you know, those things matter, but not as much as the heart matter. The heart will find the truth in the person.
Oh, I hope so.
Write the list from the heart and send that out. And only send that out. Don't send out what you do not want, Maria, because that is what you're getting. You must
You've heard
send
about
out
the
only
secret, right, Maria? The secret?
Yes, I do, yes.
Well, the secret's basic premise is that, you know, it's all about setting your intentions for what I call a positive future. And, you know, some people say, well, we only live for the moment. We don't think about the future. But, you know, the future is tomorrow. And I really, that's the only one part of this fatalistic that we only think about today. Now, I think the messages for right now are the most important, but I think it's okay to have a set an intention, you know, for a positive future, for something that is going to help you, you know, to move forward in your life.
But I always ask that, and I never get what I ask for.
Okay.
Because you send out what you don't want.
Because that's my fear. It's not that I'm sending it. It's like my fear is out there.
So you have to let go of your fear and let God.
Right. It's all about, well, sometimes we have something. Have you ever had any chakra work done? Have you ever heard of the chakras?
I heard about it, but I used to meditate, but it's been so long, and I've been through so much that I haven't. I remember in my past how I felt and the good that I used to feel, but, oh, it's been years, and I haven't really worked on that so much as I used to.
Well, we have a chakra that's what we call the solar plexus. The solar plexus is right in your tummy area, right above your belly button. And,
yes.
And that's your stomach area. And, like, do you ever have stomach problems or indigestion or anything like that?
Yes, I have, and I've been told that about my solar plexus. I had 5 children, I've had serious complications, and I thought maybe it was that.
Well, sometimes we hold on to our emotions there.
Emotions.
That's like the core of our being. That's the seat of where all the emotions kind of collect. And sometimes that's where, you know, a lot, we store things in our body. Okay, we have an experience. This is Mary Lou. We have an experience. It doesn't really, you know, unless it's a positive, negative, whatever. We store it not only in our mind, but in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really believe. I really believe that a lot of illness comes from the storing of these emotions and all of this stuff over time. And then it's the only place it can go is physical. It has
so why would
to
it go to the... I've been told that. Why wouldn't it go to the root or the sacral chakra further down? Why? I've been told twice. You're the second person that told me it would be stored there in the solar plexus. Why?
Right. So for you, if that's where you're holding on to this, you know, what Pamela says, you know, the different things that happen to you and releasing someone after like 5 minutes or something like that, that they're not anyone you'd be interested in. I think it's coming from that area. So there are people out there now. You live in New York?
I live in upstate New York.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there are people that do what we call chakra balancing. And they go in and they pull that energy out, and they pull that out, and they replace it with, they cleanse it and get rid of what we call all the tissue, all the scar tissue, all the, what we call emotional residue, emotional energy that is built up. Not only does your stomach feel better and you heal, and okay, so once in a while you might get indigestion or some little thing, but you really, it cuts down on that, like, I feel at least 50%, 60% of any problem in that area. Plus, you seem it gets rid of the negative, and so that you're more open to accepting something new that comes in.
And that's exactly what I need, and I've been trying to look even on the Internet, and
yeah.
I can't.
I know you can't give your number or anything, but here's my email address. It's
I can give you my number.
Well, not on the show. But if I'm going to give you my email address, it's going to be on my show page. It's MLC192.
Wait a minute. Let me write it here on my children's books. Well, can you repeat, please?
M is in Mary.
Mm-hmm.
L is in Larry. And C is in Chapman.
Okay.
192. At AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
And I will do some research and see if we can find someone for you to go to there. All I will need is like your zip code or something, and I can see what I can find. Only because, here's the deal, change is coming in your love life.
Yeah.
And it's very positive. Both Pamela and I see it.
Mm-hmm. Both times, you said?
Change. Change is coming in your love life.
You know, I've met somebody, but I pushed him away again, my signature push, and I'm just so scared that, you know, they're just not going to live up to who they really are. You know, there's a lot of phonies out there, and that's the problem I've had.
Well, part of this, remember you said you've tried meditation, and maybe it's okay to kind of, just like what Pamela says, is to decide what type of person you want and to set that intention. You know, like once you decide the type of person you want, everyone is picky. I mean, all of us out there, we all want real love. We all want the true love. We all want the real thing. And it's okay to be selective. I think more women need to be selective in our society. I think women are not protected now. We used
right.
to be protected, but we're no longer protected. We're protected by our angels, but on Earth in the third dimension, I don't think women are protected.
Not at all. You're right. Spiritually, we are, but I don't see it in the physical.
No, it's not in the physical third dimension. It's
Maria.
In the other dimensions.
Yes.
So the one message, I totally agree with Pamela, change is coming in your love life, and it's positive change. In other words, this is going to be a positive experience for you, but you have to give it a chance.
Maria, this is Pamela, Renee. I want to tell you, I want you to be like a magnet. And magnets only attract what is like unto them. So if you want a pure-hearted person that's true and honest, then you emulate that quality. Okay, and that person is going to be attracted to the same kind of people you are. If you emulate fear, if you emulate rejection or these people that are going to hurt you, then that is what you're going to attract. I want you to stop that. I'd like you to start meditating again.
And yeah, that's real important.
Become in contact with who you are. But start emulating the qualities that you want in a man, and they will come around. They will be there. But you have to be the person who's trustworthy to get trustworthy people. You have to live out of fear to get a person that...
Well, sometimes I think this way, that I don't deserve love in a man.
You have to love yourself for someone else to love you.
And I think that they have that feeling that I don't love myself enough to be able to have a relationship. That's where it's at.
That is, because you have to love yourself. You know
exactly.
Your flaws. Everybody has flaws, Maria. Everybody. But you have to love yourself for all the flaws, all the wonderfulness that you are.
That's the hard part that I have.
Because you're a wonderful woman. You have lots of things to offer people.
Right,
you just don't believe in yourself.
I don't at all, and I don't know why.
Have you ever heard of this thing called the goddess energy?
I've read about it a little bit, but not much. Because I don't want to get confused with so many things.
Well, the thing is the goddess energy gives you kind of a glow. It's kind of to just know that you are a woman here on Earth and you're honored and you can have respect and honor and all of the things that you deserve on this planet.
I see where you're coming from, and I had a friend that believed in that, and I remember how she operated, and it was the same way. She didn't want to take any kind of abuse or anything like that from a man, and she did come with a relationship that the man was thoughtful of her, and I feel that's where I want to go with it, too.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic thing. What do you think, Pamela, about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I have a card that might help her in
All
the
right.
guidance. Okay? So it's called Hope. Are you ready, Maria? This is
yes.
Pamela. Hope. I cease to doubt my true nature. I no longer turn my thoughts toward the dark and negative parts inside me. The world of fear. I welcome life and hold on to my faith in God and God's love. I enter into the great school of life, steady in the face of all situations, because regardless of the darkness and fear, I know the light will return. There will always be infinitely possibilities ahead for me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank
that's
you.
That's what you need to remember. Hope.
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 I haven't seen that window of hope in a long time.
Because you have to see it within yourself. You have to open your own door so you can see outside.
Right.
Yes. I have to go inside in order to look out. And
yeah. Maria, we hope we've helped
love,
you
though.
Today.
Pardon?
We hope we've helped you today.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry to take up so much time, but...
No, it's a pleasure.
I
That's
love
what we're
you.
Here for. We.
I love you gals, and I really love the work that you're doing. It's,
well,
we're
with
it's
the angels, and we're both ministers, but ordained ministers, but even so, our job here on BBS Radio Network is to connect with people and to help them, and time is... Nobody's on a timer.
Right.
We're not on a timer.
Yes, but I know that there's many callers also, and I know the wonderful work that you just did with me, and you spend time with me, and I really appreciate that, and I'm just going to soak all that in for a little while by myself.
That's good. That's good.
No,
you
that's
start
fantastic.
With yourself, and then you look into others.
And thank you, gals. I really appreciate it and
you
love you
can contact
you both.
Either one of us, Maria. No problem.
And I hope to talk to you again, or I'll email you.
Yes, well, we'll be on. Our next show is in 2 weeks. We're on every other week. We share a time, but it's this Tuesday between 2 and 3.
Well, that's just wonderful. The empowerment of women helping other women, I really appreciate that. It's hard to see that in the world today. Everything is
upside
down.
Well, both Pam and I believe that women need to be aware, and right. Not just women, but men, too. Men go through things, too, but... In our society now, it just seems that there needs to be more awareness. And I know this sounds corny and old-fashioned, but I think women need to feel protected on some level.
Oh, of course.
I think they need to love themselves.
Yes.
You know, women don't. They love their children. They love their work. You know, they love, but love for themselves comes last. And then they wonder why they feel so sad and so miserable.
Yeah,
they leave themselves out.
I don't know why, because I think that's happened to me. Well, maybe we're just brought up that way to think about others, and men are always a little bit more, like, greedy. And
yeah, but when things don't support you, when your old beliefs don't support who you are, you need to let them go.
Yes.
And live the life that Maria wants to live. Don't be held back by all the bondage that you've had in your past.
Right, all the conditioning. Hmm.
Yeah, it's all the conditioning. Now you need to change that. Because you know what? You are a wonderful goddess, and you can do it.
Okay.
You just have to take time.
Okay, God bless you both.
Take care.
Thank you so much,
right.
And I'll be listening.
Bye, Maria.
Thank you.
Right.
Good night. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow, that was great.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, she sounds
fantastic. She better get ready, because the guy's going to come that she wants.
Right, it showed right here that
change
is coming in her life, especially on the romantic level, and it's good for her to start thinking about, you know, that it's a positive change, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it's time for her to have love in her life.
The good love.
Yeah, the good kind
love.
Of love,
yeah.
The kind of love that women all want, you know?
Yes,
and men,
have.
You know, we have a lot of clients that we work with, men and women, and
yeah.
what they're going through. And Pamela, give me an idea of what are your goals and what have you been doing recently and everything like that?
Well, I'm trying to add to my energy work, so now I'm going to school for acupressure.
Okay.
And that's called Twina. And so I'm just kind of adding to my journey and doing more spiritual counseling. Oh, I heard we have a phone or someone's calling.
Did you hear a beep?
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Because I did not hear a beep.
Oh, no?
No. I'm still trying to figure out how the system works. Oh, there, you were right. Hi, do we have a caller? Hello.
Well, aloha to Mary Lou and to Pamela.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Is this Leilani?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for calling. It's an honor to have you on our show.
Well, I've been sitting here listening to your show, and I sure wanted to make
hard,
sure. Pardon me?
You weren't laughing too hard, were you?
Well, I sure do know there's a lot of callers that would like to speak to both of you. And but I'm glad I had the opportunity because I wanted to share a little bit with the listeners today, if I may.
Okay.
Well, it's really interesting. I'd like to share with all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. I've had the real honor and pleasure to work with Mary Lou, and I know her as a personal friend and also as a business associate. And I have to tell you, I just truly love Mary Lou. And one of the things that I really admired about Mary Lou is her dedication to service to humanity. And it has held true for the past 3 years. And it's always refreshing to meet individuals such as you, Mary Lou. So I personally wanted to make sure that I welcomed you to the family of BBSRadio.com.
Oh, thank you, Leilani. It's a real honor to have you on our line, and it has been just a real pleasure and a journey working with you, and you kind of took me under your wing and kind of showed me the way things are done on, you know, radio networks, and I've been a guest on your show quite a few times, and I've really enjoyed the experience, never thinking that one day I'd have a show, you know.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful, Mary Lou, because you and I have come full circle, and it's, you know, for myself, you know, I'm sitting back observing how well you have spread your wings and stepped into your leadership and your service to humanity. And, of course, you know, I'm just tickled pink to see it. And I'm really looking forward to, and I really wanted to connect with all the listeners today and just really let them know what a really great person you are. And once again, I've really gotten to know Mary Lou on a personal level and as well worked with her on a professional level. And she has proven herself time, time again. And that is a key element, is to always, you know, be able to interact with an individual that is standing in that integrity and truth and the service, because that's truly what it's all about. But I wanted to take a moment and say hello to Pamela.
Hello.
How are you
today? Your name is Leilani?
Yes, it is.
Pamela, I want to introduce you to Leilani.
Hi.
So if I may, just real short, do you guys have a message for me, and I'll let you get on with your broadcast.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we've got here.
I have. Ready? Is it okay, Mary Lou?
Go ahead.
Okay, the card that I pulled for you, Leilani, is, it says, yes, the timing is right for this new venture. A happy outcome follows your positive expectations. And then it says, you are flying high right now, which may threaten others. Do not descend, because others will soon become inspired by your example. And then the last one, but not least, is your emotions are healing, which enables you to open to greater love. I will help you release anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind. And that was Archangel Uriel.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you're right. I do get upset sometimes, you know, because I work a lot.
Yeah, you are like a workaholic.
Pardon me?
I think you work 20 hours a day.
No, I'm a workaholic. What can I say? But I have a lot of passion for what I do, and
yeah.
I have a lot of passion for humanity. And you know, it's a great, as you both know, it's a great responsibility and accountability embracing humanity with our hearts. So it's and I take that very passionately. So, Mary Lou, do you have a quick message for me as well?
Well, yes, I do. It's from Archangel Raphael, and it's all about healing. You know, this is who you are. This is your mandate from God. This is why you're on Earth. It's to help others and to heal them. And it's like you have a direct connection to Archangel Raphael, and it's like a direct connection from your crown chakra to the other dimensions for healing work. And I see a lot of drive, energy, and ambition with your holistic, organic self, especially for your future. And I work with karma in my work. You know, karma is like going through something and getting to the other side of it. And
yes.
And getting through it, it's the main thing isn't what you're doing, it's getting through it to the other side, and then and you're going through a really positive karmic time now, in terms of your emotions, your feelings. I kind of agree with Pamela, getting kind of like getting yourself like together in that area in terms of your future, and it's very positive. The karma, you're completing it. In other words, you're completing this karma on this holistic, organic level. And so in the future, when something comes up, you'll just look, oh, well, no big deal, you know? And it's really especially in terms of your future and your work.
Yes, yes. Wow, thank you, ladies. I'm honored to have received messages from both of you. And keep up the great work, Mary Lou. I send you both lots of love, support, and hugs to each one of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Many hugs and many blessings.
Thank you. I love you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Wow, that was great.
Hey, Mary Lou, did you want to say what the station's for?
Yes. This is
hiring?
Ask Your Angels on the BBSRadio.com network. The call-in number is, excuse me, hold on. 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, the number is 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line here is area code 530-876-3223. And this is Ask Your Angels. Pamela and I are both ordained ministers. We're intuitive readers. I work with I'm clairvoyant, light worker. And we've been doing this work. This is my 20th year of giving readings. I have clientele all over the United States. My email address is mlc192@aol.com. And my website is trustyourangels.com. Trust Your Angels is kind of my logo for the work that I do. And it reaches out. I have an email list that goes out all over the United States. So if there's someone listening out there that thinks they might want to be on the email list, because I work with the sun, moon, and planets, and what to be aware of, what to be careful of, and what to look out for in terms of energy. Oh, we have a caller. Are you there, Pamela? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here.
Hi. May I have your name, please?
My name is Penny.
How are you? Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
And where are you from,
I just
Pammy?
Have a bunch of questions, but I'll let you do it instead.
Where are you from, Tammy?
No, this is Lake Washington.
Okay.
Good thing I can't hear you guys. I mean, I'm also on the PC, too.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
I had to cover my mouth when I cough.
What is your month and day of birth?
2/12/1967.
Okay, what can we do for you today?
I wanted to know, what do I do about my ring? Okay, my husband's hand swelled up, and he had to get his ring resized, but he had to send it back in. And I'm all glittery and worried about it. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to know, should I go ahead and get a new one? Sorry, I have to cough.
Yeah, me too. It's allergy time.
Yeah, bad allergies over here.
Yeah. So what happened to the ring?
What happened to the ring?
Yeah, I mean, you were saying...
He had to take it off. He had to get it resized.
Right.
Because his finger was swelling up.
Oh, I see. So can he wear it anymore at all?
No, he has to go get it sized. So he sent it in to get sized, and they said about 3 weeks to get it back. But now since someone else touched it, see, it's very sacred to me.
Right.
And no one else understands. When something's sacred, I don't let anybody touch it.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Right.
So can your husband wear it around on a necklace or something?
No, because he sent it in to get sized, but I want to get him a new ring.
So what's your real goal? Do you want...
I want to be the best songwriter that I can be.
All right, so, I mean, for the ring, do you really want to get resized, or you'd rather get him a different one?
I would rather just get him a new one because I know that nobody will touch it, even though that I'll have to take it downtown to get it sized. But,
okay,
but then
you need to do what's in your heart, and that's to get a different one, a new one.
What's in my heart?
Yeah.
What's in my heart is just
right.
to get it resized here in Moses Lake.
You live in what, Moses Lake?
Yeah. And see, the Walmart had to send the ring back east.
Oh dear.
And I'm not too fond about that.
Right.
And I was angry about it.
Right.
But
you cannot do it.
Huh?
You cannot do it.
Has the ring returned?
Huh?
It's been gone for 3 weeks. The ring.
Yeah, it's been gone for three weeks.
So, like, how come it's taking so long? That's my question.
I don't know why it's taking so long. And it's already starting to drive me crazy. I feel empty. I feel like I can't just tell them how I feel. I feel angry. You know, part of me, it feels like it took part of me with it, you know?
Right.
I feel like I'm going to break down and cry.
Pamela, do you have any messages for her? Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy, this is Pamela Renee. You can't live with that anger.
Right.
Okay? It's tearing you up. It is eating you up from inside out. And you're going to get sick.
You're already sick.
Because you're having all this emotion that's locked up.
I haven't been getting my sleep at night. I've been overdoing myself more than my share.
Which you got to stop. Listen,
right.
The ring, I know that the ring is important to you.
I want to interrupt you for a moment.
Husband.
I just want to tell the caller to please hold. We have another caller on the line. And please hold. We'll be with you.
Okay.
Tammy, I totally agree with Pamela. It's time for change. But slow.
Okay.
Slowly. In other words, you take your husband with you. You go around and you get the exact ring that it's time for him to have something new, but it has to be done slowly. And
yeah.
In other words, you take him out, you go to the stores that you like or have it made, and it has to be sacred, and you have to put that sacred blessing on it.
Because once someone touches that ring, you know what I mean.
Right. A lot of people believe this. There are a lot of people that believe that their wedding ring is... Okay. So I totally agree. Yeah, I'm just asking the callers to please hold. Thank you very much. We love you. We'll be right with you. You really need to put it into your just like Pamela says, to your heart. And this ring, the new ring, I think he needs a new ring, don't you, Pamela?
Yeah.
It's time. The old ring has got to come back.
That's what I'm feeling in my heart. But everybody else is telling me, no, you don't want to do that, you know. The thing is, I got to quit listening to what other people say
and
follow my gut feeling.
Follow your heart.
Your husband is
a good
husband.
That's funny you said
Tammy,
that.
Tammy,
what?
You have a good husband. You have a good man.
He's the best husband I've ever had.
Okay, but see, the thing that you need I'd like you to do is stop being attached to the ring and be attached to your husband.
Right.
The ring is just metal or just material, you know what I mean?
It's a material thing. Okay, now I get you.
But, I mean, the real love is with your husband. I understand you have this feeling towards this ring, but really it's just a ring. If it disappears and never comes back again... It's not going to take your husband away. It's just a memory that you had, that, you know, when you guys got married. But
right.
You can redo that again. I mean, you have your husband there. Enjoy him.
Right, and the ring is just a symbol. The ring is a symbol.
Yeah.
We have to go, Tammy. I'm so sorry. We have other callers.
Okay.
We just want to let you know that you're feeling. You have to honor your feelings.
Yeah.
And you're right. Don't let people, if you feel something... You know, don't let other people tell you that you're wrong. You know, like Pamela says, in your heart, that you're right.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, dear, you call us anytime.
Okay, thank you for your
time,
too.
Take care.
Bye.
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 I think we have another caller. We were getting beeped. I don't know if the person is there or not. We were getting beeped like 10 times there. So, you know, for Tammy, it's real important to know to you know, trust your feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
So many times something happens to us, and everybody else tells us we're wrong.
Right.
And then we go around and we're trying to figure out, what do I do here, what do I do there?
Yeah,
and
then when we listen
trust
to them,
ourselves.
When we listen to them, and then the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Because you didn't listen to yourself, you listened to someone else.
Right, because your body will always tell you.
Yeah.
I think, and that's body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, one connection.
And, you know, we may get a lot of other, you know, information. We may get a lot of other people giving us their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, here comes one of those beeps. Okay, hi, we have a caller. May I have your name?
Hi, my name is Margarita.
Margarita?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from California.
California.
Okay. And what is the month and day of your birth?
I was born on June 6th.
June 6th. Okay. Do you have a question for Pamela and I today?
Nope, no question. Just wanted to know if I had any messages.
Okay. And you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Okay. Pamela, how you doing there? You got some messages?
Doing all right. Pulling them right now.
Well, I see some karma in your life. This is Mary Lou.
Hi,
that's
Mary.
Funny.
And the karma is on a third dimensional level. So that means it's about where you live, where you work, the money coming in, the money going out, the people around you. But the good news is that it's a positive karma.
Oh,
positive karma means that things will work out and that you are going with the flow of the energy. So if there's change, if there's something going to be happening on those levels, the third dimension is what we see, touch, and hear.
Uh-huh.
So it's like when you look around the room, that's the third dimension, okay?
Okay.
But a lot of time, but we can go into the other dimensions another time because we're here. But the bottom line is change is around you in some sort of relationship you're in. The one thing, though, it's a positive change. It's like a completion. You're going to be ending a certain way that you deal with someone or who you're with or whatever. But you're going to work it out and try and go on to something better. But, you know, everything is for the highest good, but I see that maybe on a personal level, there's someone around you that doesn't always agree with you. And
yes.
Sometimes they may give you challenges or obstacles in your life.
Yes.
Is there anyone like that?
Yeah. I think it's because I'm on my spiritual path now, and so far it's just me just trying to learn and just absorb as much knowledge as I can from various people, websites, and I'm trying to share it with my family, but they're not there yet. So
right, they're not there yet. And
can I do my reading?
Go ahead.
Okay. So the cards I pulled for you, Margarita, is you are at the end of the cycle in your life. Call upon your angels to comfort you and to guide you into your next step. Happiness awaits you now. The next one is to make your decision. Ask yourself, which way brings me closer to my divine purpose? Which way takes me away from it? And the last one is, now that you've asked the angel for help, be open to receive divine guidance and assistance. You deserve heaven's help.
Wow. So you see, it's like it's all about you right now.
Yeah.
And your growth on this spiritual path you're on.
Yeah.
Continue, even though it might be a bumpy ride, but it's the right
yeah,
ride.
Yeah, I think here's what personal means in my work. It's somebody that's in your life that maybe, I don't, you know, all due respect, that sometimes you can't trust. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means that there's something going on in their life, and they have difficulty understanding what's going on in yours.
Yes.
And this is like, so I always tell my clients to ask yourself, does this complete what I call my wants, needs, and desires? Is this person going to add to my life in a positive way, or is it just going to be kind of a negative, you know, experience? Because sometimes we have to, like, distance ourselves from people where it's over and over, it's a negative experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, once in a while, everybody has a bad day. But if it's somebody you're around that it's like every single time you're around them, you know, there's all this negativity.
Yeah.
That's really hard to deal with all the time.
Right. No, I don't feel that on a daily basis, but I am getting to where I know where I'm headed, and if I can't take them with me, then and I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. I'm just also waiting for some financial support that I've made some investments, and I'm hoping that they'll pay off real soon.
Yeah, because, you know, your karma is third dimensional. It's very positive, and that includes money.
Oh, wonderful.
So I think you will be getting money from this, and I think you will have a positive outcome to it.
Yay. I look so forward to helping so many people with that, too, and releasing anybody that needs to go if they don't want to come and join me with the creation of just betterment for anybody I can find or anything I can do with this money. I'm so looking forward to it. Just a whole new life.
Well, it's wonderful that you are willing to use this money to help others.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yay, yes, yes. I'm
don't forget to help yourself, though.
Yes, yeah, and some of my family members, and you know, and that's another thing is just how am I going to help them? Because just giving them money is not going to help them. So I'm going to have to help them and you know, to find their spiritual path as well, and help guide them. And I just hope I can do it. I'm going to do my best. Is all I can do.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
You're going to be fine.
You just have to be strong.
And to be aware that not everyone is going to agree with you. You
right.
know, okay, Margarita, you just have to know that.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
And, yeah, and that's okay, too. You know, you just wish them lots of love and everything and say, well, I'm, you know, sorry, but this is what I want to do.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be really hard because you're right. I know they have their own path and their own lessons to learn as well, and it's I've just got to let them go. I've got to let them learn.
And right. You have to allow.
Yeah, I've found that.
And sometimes that's not easy, you know?
Oh, it's not.
Oh, no. Yeah, I have two teenagers, and that was the hardest thing I had to do was to let go of my oldest one and just allow her to find
We've
her path.
We've been there, huh, Mary Lou?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah.
We wanted to dedicate this show to all the men and women in the armed services.
Yeah.
Because Pamela has a son in Iraq, and I have a son that's currently working at the Pentagon. So we both understand what all the mothers and fathers and family members are going through.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, Margarita, it was a real pleasure to have you on our show, and we hope you'll call us again
sometime. Keep on with your spiritual guidance, you know, your path, and you'll find that, you know, the people that support you and the people that don't support you.
Thank you so much.
Fine.
Thank you so much, ladies. I love you both. Thank you so very much.
You're going to do fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Mary.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, Pamela.
Yes.
I want to send all good blessings to everyone that's called us here today.
That's wonderful. It's been wonderful.
And I also want to send blessings to your son in Iraq.
Yeah, it's funny because he tried to call me while we were on.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that interesting?
It is, yeah.
Well, you can... hopefully, I hope you'll have an opportunity, you know, to get back to him soon.
Oh, he'll call. He'll call again.
And I want to wish all those, anyone listening out there that is in the armed services, men or women, that you're loved by the universe and you have your angels around you to help you and protect you and guide you.
Yeah.
And just know that we all, of course, are just waiting for this, for you to come home, right?
Uh-huh. For good, yep.
For good.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of people in the military, they may get home, but they still will be in the military, you know?
Yep. Yep.
So there still may be assigned to other places in the world, but
their journey will be swift.
Their journey is good, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like once again, we wanted to dedicate this first show to all the men and women in the armed services and thank them for all of their dedication and sacrifice.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And our love and our support.
And so, Pamela, this has been fantastic.
It
Thank
has.
You for being
I'm
my
fast.
Guest on this my
Thanks
first
for inviting
show.
Me. It was fun. It was fun.
You are so great. And I hope you'll
You're
come
great.
Back.
I will.